This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
3, 2, 1. Live from Los Angeles, Las Vegas.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
With my man,
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
The Perez Hilton.
Y'all ready?
It's the PHP.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Patreon. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. I'm Booker. He's Perez. How are you?
Good. Excited to have some very boring days where I don't have to do anything and Hollywood just checks out for a bit. The media takes time off. Celebrities are just doing normal things. But before that, there is a lot to get to. We will be talking some more Cassie and Diddy, Amber Heard, Kim and Courtney, and some exclusive tea. But first, how are you?
I'm good. Nothing new to report the past 2 days.
You're a big cook. Do you yourself make Thanksgiving food, Thanksgiving meal?
I've done a turkey before, but in this family, I'm not responsible for the turkey. Kellen has divorced parents, so 1 year it's her dad, the next year it's her mom. Her youngest sister typically ends up doing most of the bird cooking, but her dad's handling that this year. But he's doing it here. There'll probably be a couple of things I'll help out on, but no, I don't have to do the whole bird thing myself.
How long have her parents been divorced for?
God, that's a good question. I would say 20 years.
And they're not at a point now where they can just celebrate Thanksgiving together.
It's crazy. There's always one in the party. It's never both of them don't want to see each other. It's always one. I'll just leave it at that.
How interesting.
It is weird. It's so fucking weird. Like when we're, I'll just fuck it. It's a Patreon. Who cares? Like her mother just, she wants nothing to do with him. And it's not like they broke up because it was like some sort of cheating situation or anything like that. She just hates the guy.
Oh, gosh.
It's just weird because like even her older sister got married and the mom was, you know, like a last minute, sure, I'll show up. You know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, the dad doesn't give a shit. He's like, whatever, you know, but it's weird. It's just awkward. And, you know, we've had those conversations ourselves. Like, what do we do for our party? What do we, we handle that? And I keep telling Kellen, not our fucking problem. Let those children deal with it. Cause I'm planning your perfect day. She's like, well, that's part of it. I'm like, what a nightmare.
I haven't dated that many people in the past, but the last person I've dated was a while ago. And every single person that I dated for a considerable amount of time, mm-hmm. I'm in a good place with them. Like, we're friends now. So anyways, that was interesting to me. Well, speaking of friends, I saved this for the Patreon show, and I need to remind it. Like, I mean, okay, first of all, I don't want it getting out there. I don't want it getting back to her. Mm-hmm. But I did think, you know, I weighed the pros and the cons. I'm like, you know, there might be a rat, a mole, a snitch.
There are no rats among us. And this is the Patreon. It's a rat-free environment.
So, but then I thought about it. I'm like, that's a possibility. I'm like, what's the worst case scenario? All right, this one person is really mad at me and may never speak to me again. And I thought that through and I'm like, well, I don't give a fuck.
Well, let her rip.
What is it? So, over the weekend, I was immersed in F1 content here in Las Vegas, the inaugural Las Vegas Grand Prix, and I was posting a ton of content regarding the race, which was great because it was doing really well, getting a lot of engagement. Like, every fucking video was doing so well for me. It reminded me of a different story of a Miranda Lambert, right? Mm. When that Miranda Lambert situation happened, it was doing really well in terms of engagement and views. So I started to do more posts about it. And somebody locally here didn't really understand how the media works and got upset about it. So anyways, F1 was doing really well for me. So I was doing a lot of F1 content. And I posted this one video of Paris Hilton. Did you see that one video?
Where she walked into an empty room?
Yes.
That was amazing. I loved it.
So I posted this one video of Paris Hilton. And she was hosting and DJing this party. And she got there. And the bar, club, the venue seemed to be very sparsely attended.
I didn't even think it was open yet. And your video looked like she walked in, maybe had her schedule confused and was like, oh, I'm just here for the walkthrough. You know what I mean? Like, it did look like anybody was there.
Well, I mean, there were people there, but not okay. A lot. So I didn't think that was mean or nasty or even a reflection of her. I thought it was just another factor, an indicator of, you know, this whole F1 shebang hasn't been executed so well, and there's just too much, and it's too difficult to get around, and all of that. I didn't think it was a bad reflection on her or anything, but she did not take it that way. She saw it and instantly herself DM'd me.
Right.
And then when I did not respond quickly enough to her, fucking called me. And I can read and texted me and called me because she's constantly changing her phone number. So when she texted me, I was like, I don't have this number in my address book. Who is this? She's like, it's Paris. I'm in tears. So, okay, a few things.
Yes.
I could actually, I think it's like, it's so dramatic, like the way that she speaks. Like, I should read some of these.
I mean, that might be a little much.
Is it a little much? All right, fine.
A little bit. But you telling the story is enough, and it's juicy enough.
But there's...
People are going to be pissed at me, by the way, for stopping you for reading these. I'm sorry, but I just don't. It is a little personal. It's a little over the line. The story isn't over the line. It really isn't.
All right. I was about to read the DMs and the texts. Anyways.
You want to knock yourself out, but.
No, I mean, whatever. I'm recapping it well enough.
Yes, for
sure. So I think by now people understand that she was playing this persona of Paris Hilton for a very long time. And I may never say that she's an intellect, but like Donald Trump, she's very savvy. And I don't, and actually, I would say she's smart. She's been able to really build an independent empire for herself using her family name. But
agreed.
Still, there's a lot of people who come from that pedigree who aren't able to do what she's been able to do. So kudos to her. Mm-hmm. But there's a couple of things that she's an expert at, and that is manipulation and gaslighting. And using her image to get what she wants, and not just her physical image, but the persona that she's built, you know? So like I mentioned like almost immediately that one of the first things that she texted me that she was in tears, right? Like she goes to the jugular, like right away using emotion. She even fucking threatened legal action.
How are you going to do that?
She said, and I quote, I make millions of dollars a year with paid appearances, and this is really bad for my brand. Take it down immediately. And then she's like, or if you don't take it down, I'm going to be mad at you forever. After 20 years, I'm going to hate you for the rest of your life. Like, literally, I'm quoting for fucking Beto.
I love that.
And I was like, okay, I could take it down. But by the way, two important things. First, I needed to give her context. And I'm like, I didn't think this was a negative look on her. If you pay attention to what I've been posting on my Las Vegas account,
yeah.
I've been posting all of this content from the race where things have not been going smoothly. I really did not think this would be a bad look on you or paint you in a negative light whatsoever. And secondly, Instagram has this functionality called Remix, where it's basically like duet, right? So mm-hmm. I posted somebody else's video and I didn't write what was captioned on the video, which was something along the lines of that moment when Paris Hilton realizes nobody showed up to her event.
Right.
I didn't write that. So I felt like I needed to specify, hey, by the way, I didn't write that on the video. That other account wrote it. And that other video is still up. And that other video is still up right now and has fucking millions of views. Right. And I updated the caption and I was like, hey, everybody, this is not accurate. I posted another video after this. Check that out.
Whoa. It was accurate. That's what happened.
That's what she claimed.
Well, look, the party got going later.
Well, it could be true, but she says that's not true. She says that video was taken when she did a VIP meet and greet.
So what? It doesn't matter. It's still funny. She's still the butt of jokes. Whether she wants to admit that she's the butt of a joke or not.
But it's bad for her brand.
Oh, fuck off. I mean, anybody that uses the words bad for my brand, I want stuffed in a garbage disposal. Shut the fuck up, okay? You got a headline that day. By the way, you know my takeaway from that video? Let me give you my honest to God takeaway from that video. She came strutting in and looked hot as fuck in this skimpy little fucking racer's outfit. And I was like, she looks sexy. That was my honest takeaway from the video. And the rest of it's like, so what? She walked into a room and it looked like she was embarrassed that no one was there. I'm sure that happens a lot. It's just silly. It's just, she's an egomaniac.
I'm going to read some of these because they're just funny to me.
Go. Now I'm annoyed. Please read the most embarrassing ones, please.
Why would you post a lie like that? That video was taken at a private meet and greet. Then I was DJing a private party for Hilton and everyone was sliving their asses off. That's her expression. Everybody was sliving, right? Really unfair for you to post a lie like that. Please take it down. You have some random, unverified, random source. That is really messed up and hurtful for you to try and tarnish my image for some random video that's just some bullshit.
Tarnish her image.
Anyways.
I mean, I can hear your eyes rolling from here.
I know. I said, I didn't know it was a lie. The video looks like it speaks for itself, but yeah. I will do a new post and scroll above. I'm not some hater. I did multiple posts supporting your new Walmart line, which I fucking did. She came out with a cookware line for Walmart, and I shared a bunch of it on my Instagram story.
Yeah, let me stop you there. And she needs to realize you're a fucking business too, and it's tennis. You do the Walmart thing for her. Does she fucking reach out and say, hey, thank you, that was great? Probably fucking not. Of course not. Okay, but now you got something that you know is going to get hits because you have proof somebody else has got all these hits that you took yourself out of the mix of having for her. And then she's playing this fucking victim card with you like, this is not what happened. Shut the fuck up. Like, just take your medicine every now and again. You're a boob. That looks great in a racing suit.
Well, now you know it's a lie because I am showing you video proof. She texted me videos from the event. And I'm telling you, and I have known you for over 20 years, not some random person who is just making up a story around the video. Please erase those posts now. I'm literally shaking and in tears. This is defamation of character. This is my business and my work. And you cannot use a private meet and greet part where I raise my glasses to be kind or whatever. It goes on and on and on. I just thought that was really funny.
That is really funny.
I had no I literally had no malice or ill intent.
Look, you smelled that it looked kind of embarrassing, and there's, you know, a taste of that. You can't just project roses and fucking rainbows every day. It's the real moments in life that make her tolerable. And she's walking into a room and nobody's there, and it's a funny moment. It actually weirdly makes her a little bit more likable. But the fact that she shows her true colors and who she really is with these texts, is, I'm back to hating her again.
But the interesting thing, the original account that posted that, by the way, I think I forgot to mention this. The original account that posted it is an account that I follow that's a Las Vegas news account that has posted consistently reliable information. So I had no reason to doubt what they were sharing was true, okay? And they echoed my sentiment. In the comments section of that video, they felt the need to clarify. They posted the following. People outside of Vegas keep thinking this is a diss at Paris. It's not. She's a very frequent visitor to Las Vegas, and we absolutely love her. Mm-hmm. This was a diss at F1. Vegas locals had to deal with F1 construction and drama for over a year, and were so over it. So it was funny that there was no one there at an F1 after party, not Paris Hilton's DJ moment. Thank you.
You guys can see it that way because that's how it really is, but the optics are as nobody showed up for her, and she knows that. And I get it. I get her being upset, but being so dramatic and the lawsuit.
That's her go-to.
That's her go-to. I mean, that's her default, which is hilarious.
That's how she manipulates people to get what she wants. Like, and it made me feel so bad for her husband because can you imagine? I cannot imagine those fights. She's the kind of person that when angry, she goes for the jugular right away. That's her first instinct, to go for the jugular instead of like trying to coolly, calmly, you know, try to get her way.
You can't engage in that game.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
On to Diddy and Cassie. I don't know for sure. I think in this settlement that Cassie and Diddy reached, she didn't have to sign an NDA, but I don't believe that. She absolutely had to sign an NDA in the settlement. But even if you sign an NDA, you could still have friends, family, lawyers, anybody leak information. Yeah. And I believe that that's what's happened.
But the initial stuff is already out there.
Yeah, the initial stuff is out there and part of the public course. But what I'm getting at is there was another story that broke after we recorded our podcast just 2 days ago that wasn't part of the initial wave of news. So somebody is still pushing this.
But it's a story.
No, I know. But what I'm getting at is I don't think it's just like the public generating interest in this one particular thing that I'm going to talk about next. It's like clear, not clearly, but I'm guessing somebody on Cassie's team is, for whatever reasons, getting this out there.
My take is a little different because I think it's just such a good story. And I think there probably are real reporters that want to hear more, that want to get more and smell that there is a story here, you know, and it's one of abuse of power and just a lot. There's a lot of accusations there. So maybe it's just somebody wanting to do a follow-up, and you can't blame the press for wanting to know more.
So we spoke about this craziness last Thursday. We spoke about it some more on Monday. And then after Monday's show, there was a story that went viral that had not come out Thursday when the story first broke. It didn't come out over the weekend. It hadn't been out by Monday. I think the story broke yesterday, which was that a few years back, Diddy pressured Cassie into getting a boob job. And then, after she got this breast augmentation, he didn't like the work that was done because he thought the boob job was too big. So he made her get them removed right away, against the advice of her plastic surgeon, who said that doing that was dangerous. Like, you needed to give her time to heal first before removing them. But that was the story that went viral.
Allegedly.
Allegedly that all happened. Yes, right. Speaking of relationships of another kind, I Googled to see if there was an update on this, and maybe it's happened, but I haven't seen an update. There was a story a week ago now that Kourtney Kardashian has not let her sister Kim meet her new baby with Travis Barker, Rocky. Kourtney allegedly has a invite-only rule where she doesn't want anybody coming to her house unless they're invited to. And Kim has not been invited to the house yet. So I don't know. I find that real shady.
What's going on there?
That's her sister. That's the aunt. Yeah, exactly. That's the boy's aunt. Yeah, I know. I thought that was real shady. But it's not all bad news for Kim Kardashian. Congratulations to her. I just read that she is going to be doing more acting, whether you like it or not. Apparently, Kim has her own production company. In addition to all of the work that she does in the fashion world, she's going to be producing and starring in a new romantic comedy movie called The Fifth Wheel. This is the evolution of her brand and her career. So good on her.
Also, the same number of people that'll go to the theater to watch that garbage.
Who knows?
No one watches the Hulu show. Who's going to pay money to go and watch a show and a movie thing? I don't see it, but whatever. Shoot your shot.
It's all about the math of it all, right? Like, if you produce it economically and it makes a profit, then it's just about making money. So yeah, and if this one does well, then she'll be making it more. So we'll see. Also, congrats to Jason Kelce. On Monday night, the Eagles beat the Chiefs.
It's a good game. Chiefs blew a big lead.
I think it was the first time, actually.
It's the first time that he beat his brother, yeah.
Yeah, beat his brother. Also, speaking of the Kelces, Travis, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, was on the cover of the Wall Street Journal magazine speaking in depth about her, which I fucking love. Like,
of course you do.
I get it. It's like, he's got permission, clearly.
We've talked about it. It's a weird word to use because she didn't go into this. Like, if you look at the last boyfriend, not Maddie, but the one she was with for 100 years, you know, this is someone that's
Joe
very
Alwyn,
private.
Yeah,
whoever that is. Someone that's very private, and that's how he lived his life. And, you know, you're like, okay, he's not going to go out and do press. This Kelce has a podcast. He is very talkative. He is very forthcoming in every venture that he does. So, you know, he's the one that finds the microphone and speaks into it always. So she knows that going in as well. So, you know, if she's got a problem with it, then don't date that guy. You know what I mean? It's a two-way street. I think you nailed it on the head a couple of shows ago when you said that this might just be who she really is.
Yeah,
she just
might
want to be that person that's, it reminds me of like Ben and Jen back in the day, because Jen wanted this so much. She just wanted to be that popular or talked about or whatever it is. And then it got to a point where I think you start thinking you can control the narratives of the media and the stories, and that turned against them and her. And I believe that caused the demise of their relationship because there were other factors. There's nothing going on with Travis and Taylor that's scandalous yet. You know, he's not in a strip club in Canada like Ben was, or, you know, his gambling, drinking, or whatever the fuck his vice was, whatever. I don't want to say that I know, because I don't.
I didn't mention that on Monday, but Jen and Ben were spotted in Vegas over the weekend for the F1 festivities, and somebody sent me a photo of Ben and Jen together seated at a table at a casino gambling.
I mean, he gambles.
I know, but doesn't he have a gambling problem?
I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he ever had a gambling problem. I think he had
a substance abuse problem, but
actually, maybe you know this. Jennifer Lopez has an awful reputation in Las Vegas. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, she does. People hate her here. I've heard this from so many people. Not everybody, but a lot of the people that work at the casinos hated her from back in the day. Ben was known as being a very generous tipper.
If you opened a door for Ben, it was $100.
Yeah.
If you open a door, I watched him do it. I watched him burn through thousands of dollars handing it to people that open a door.
There you go. He has that reputation.
Very generous. He's a very generous man.
Jennifer Lopez, from what I've heard from people in this town, when Ben would tip very generously at a table, she would take some of the chips back.
Gambling with them. The most money I ever won at a table wasn't with Ben. We stayed up late one night gambling, and I fucking lost my shirt. I just could not get ahead. He stayed up even later and then came back with a suitcase of cash. But the next night, I ended up playing behind Jen at a blackjack table, and I think I won like 18 grand or something like that just playing behind her. She had a hot, she just had a hot run at blackjack, and I caught the cards behind her, but it was great.
Well, back to Travis and Taylor. I saw this very interesting analysis from a female point of view about this Wall Street Journal article. And I love hearing from women because they're the majority of our audience, even though we have a lot of men that listen. And it's this one lady, I forget her name. She brought up an interesting point that I would have never thought of. Mm-hmm. If you go back and reread the Wall Street Journal interview with Travis Kelce, not once does he call Taylor Swift beautiful or gorgeous or compliment her physical appearance in any way. Mm-hmm. Instead, he called her hilarious, a genius, so smart.
Intelligent.
Learning from her every day, complimenting her family values.
Not making it about looks.
Talking about her aura. And this woman was like, guys need to learn from that and compliment women in that way more. Because they don't usually do that as a go-to. And the fact that that's the way that he described Taylor, women are all about that. So I thought that was sweet. What women are not about, though, is Matt Rife. At least not this moment. Do you know who he is?
Oh, the stand-up comedian?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
He's blown up this year and maybe last year too, thanks to social media and thanks to thirst traps. You know, women are his demo and they blew him up.
And I don't know anything about him.
Because you're a guy.
Yeah, I've never watched any of his stuff. I would love to comment because you know I love comedians, but I can't even comment.
His demo is female overwhelmingly. They saw him, they fell in love with him, they created this sensation. He's now got a Netflix special.
This feels very Dane Cookish to me if you go back 25 years.
Well, was Dane Cook ever considered hot?
Well,
like sexy? I don't think so.
He was the first online internet comedian, and he was definitely not in the box of the other comedians. And that's, I guess that's what I'm hearing here. It's not so much his looks or the attraction. It's just he's doing it a way that it hasn't been done for quite some time.
That Dane Cook thing is so wild to me that since you bring him up, because he and I, 20 years also, right? Like I started in 2004. Mm-hmm. So I remember when Dane Cook blew up for like a year or two there. He was so big.
I remember
he headlined.
He was playing The Garden.
Yes, that's what I was about to say. He headlined Madison Square Garden.
I never got it. I was just like, the guy to me was just not funny. Talk about having a pet monkey. And I'd be like, is this funny? I'm like, am I missing something here?
It's so fascinating to go from that to now. I don't even think he could headline a theater, you know, like a 2,000 or 3,000 seater. I don't even think he could sell out the Wiltern. Anyways, Matt Rife just released his first Netflix special. Prior to this, he had self-released stand-up specials on YouTube. And I mentioned that his audience is overwhelmingly female. He has them to thank for his newfound popularity and major success. So a lot of women feel betrayed by him because he opened this Netflix special with a domestic violence joke. Well, you're laughing, but you haven't even heard it. Anyways.
I'm laughing because I just want to tell everybody what's really happening here.
Let me explain it a different way, to try to give the female point of view. Let's not even say women, right? Like, let's say his audience is gay men and he's a heterosexual man. And he opens up his Netflix special mocking gay men. Like, can you believe the fucking fags got me so popular? Like, you know, making a joke at the expense of gay men. Mm-hmm. That is the parallel. It wasn't just that he made a domestic violence joke. It's that many women view they have them to thank for his success, and he made a really inappropriate, hurtful joke at their expense when he'd be nothing without them. So you tell us what's really going on.
Well, I'm going to tell you what's really going on.
Okay. Yeah.
Comedy is subjective. Let's start there. That's the end of that sentence.
Yeah.
Number two, he's got to get a headline. So he's got to have a, you know, an opening dramatic thing. He got that. And three, no one's really offended. Everyone's...
I don't know about that. We might have some of our listeners call in that disagree with you.
Nah, he's got a publicist, okay?
There was outrage and he saw it. So he already responded, not through a publicist. He responded directly. And I'm going to guess you don't know what his response is.
He's got a publicist and he's getting his name out there. I didn't know he existed. And this is part of the game. This is part of his game. This is what takes him to the next level. For a guy like me that's never heard of him to say, hey, let me go see if that is, quote, offensive or funny. You know me, I'll never find anything that a stand-up says is offensive. I just won't. It's part of comedy. It's supposed to be dark.
He saw the response that joke about domestic violence was getting, and he offered a non-apology. Mm-hmm. He took to his Instagram story and he wrote, "If you've ever been offended by a joke I've told, here's a link to my official apology." And the link took people to a website that sold special needs helmets. So
what an idiot. That's just dumb. And that's, by the way, that's outside of the stage. It's outside of the joke. It's just dumb. So, I mean, you got a point here. But anything we're talking about on stage, I just see these stories and I'm like, it's a publicist and it's drumming up this fake outrage. People are not outraged by jokes that comedians tell. They're outraged by their gas bill. Okay, that's what people are outraged by. They're outraged by the fact that fucking Apple just went from $6.99 to $9.99. What the fuck is that?
Maybe outrage isn't the appropriate word, but there could be a sense of betrayal. I get that. It's like, wow, this person that I thought was in my corner isn't.
I can't debate that. I mean, because that's your feeling. That's your right. Yeah. That's like a musician penning some fucking song about some point of view that you just cannot get down with. You're just like, you know what? I don't like this person anymore. I don't like that point of view. And I understand that.
Well, I would love to hear from you ladies, especially if you were or still are Matt Rife fans. Call us 800-721-1185 and let us know what you think.
And tell me if he's funny, because I would love to
hear.
I
think he's funny.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I've not heard one joke. I don't know anything he does.
I think he's funny, but what's interesting is, and it's clearly a choice, maybe because he is a social media comedian and because this does better on social media. I don't understand it. The majority of the clips that he posts of him doing stand-up are audience work. So, you know, audience participation bits, like him responding to
shit. No, I get that, because you don't want your rap out there. You want the rap to be fresh when you come and see it.
Okay, I can understand that.
Because you feel like you've seen the show, but with audience back and forth, that's just showing your skill, how you could work a room, and it's not getting your act out there.
Yet. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, all right.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Well, in other controversial news, YouTuber Colleen Ballinger, a.k.a. Miranda Sings, has returned to YouTube after a months-long absence following her very latest, most recent cancellation, where a lot of people accused her of inappropriateness with minors. And she responded to that a few months ago, making an epic video with a ukulele called The Gossip Train, or whatever the fuck it was called, which I actually loved that video from a few months ago. She apologized for that video, saying that her ego and hurt took over and that she should not have responded with ego and with hurt. But I'm a fucking narcissist, so I love that she responded with ego and hurt, you know?
I don't know. I mean, when you told the story, I found it to be funny.
I would have responded in a similar way, especially if she did not think she did anything wrong.
Going back to the Matt thing, like, I didn't know who Miranda Singh was, and it took me a second once you just said her name. But when you told me the story and you told me the response of her audience, I am not in her audience, but I found her response to be funny and interesting. And I'm like, wow, you've built outside of your audience because now you've touched me with your comedy. Now I think there might be something there. And it goes back to this Matt thing. Doing that, I'm going to investigate this guy now. I don't care if it's a domestic violence joke. I don't. Jokes are supposed to be dark and fucking wrong. That's just what I think. That's the kind of comedy I enjoy. It's like Daniel Tosh. His shit is so inappropriate and I fucking love it.
I don't care if I'm not going to get canceled for it. I wasn't really bothered. I thought it was dumb. Clearly, right. Like you said, the whole special needs thing, but I didn't find it funny. What I thought was funny was his rationale or his thinking. He's like, I'm going to purposefully be offensive to purposely piss off people. And it fucking worked.
Yeah.
That is funny to me. Not what he said.
To me, it's kind of low hanging fruit.
Yes.
There's got to be a better way to poke fun of that.
Anyways, like you said, Colleen Miranda Sings is a comedian. And she said, you know, in the past, I haven't really been as thoughtful with my comedy as I could have been. I didn't put enough thought in, blah, blah. Anyways, people were not really pleased with her comeback to YouTube or with her latest apology video. And I loved this one as well. I thought it was fucking great.
Yeah, but you just said people. I mean, that's not all people and it's not all of her fans. People could take five comments and say, well, everybody's not taking it. It's just like, it always goes back to what you say. Your fans are just going to be your fans. You may piss off a couple of them, but they're going to be your fans.
That's exactly where I was going to go back to. Yes. By now, she's been in this industry for over a decade.
Yeah.
The people that like her are going to keep liking her, and the people that don't like her are just going to hate on it. So there's that. In other controversial news, Balenciaga, they had a very scandalous 2023, and now they're ending their year out with a not so scandalous, but still attention getting bang. The fashion luxury brand is selling a skirt that looks like a towel. And they're charging $995 for this towel skirt. Brilliant, I think. I think that's just brilliant. If anybody's dumb enough to pay $1,000 for a fucking towel as a skirt, then fucking wear it with pride. Let everybody know.
It's wild that they get a headline for it. I mean, that's good work right there. I mean, if you look at any fashion show and some of the shit that's paraded up there, no one ever hears about any of that crap. So well done, I guess.
People were outraged at the ridiculousness of it. I just think it's silly and I love
outraged.
It.
Once again, no one's outraged.
The new Aquaman movie is coming out soon. And unfortunately for her, Amber Heard has been completely cut out of the new trailer that was just released for Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. And I predict this will probably be the last Aquaman film with Jason Momoa. Mm-hmm. But if they were to make another one, there's no way in hell Amber Heard is coming back, sadly. They pay very well in residuals. I just got a residuals check in the mail from SAG, and it was $12.
I was just going to say, I got one for International SAG the other
International, day. International, that's the one that I got too.
Because it was pink, right? Mine was $10.
Oh my God, you got a lot of residuals.
$10.62.
Mine was 12 something. But then I emailed my sister because I was confused. I'm like, it was Spain, right? Spain was the majority of it?
I threw it away. I'll be honest with you. I didn't.
You threw it away?
No. I took the check. I just took the top part that said, because it was Hawaii. I was on Hawaii 5-0, and it airs internationally all the time. So I think it was a lot of different countries.
In more film news, this is disappointing. I will say this. And I don't even fucking really know this act. I did see the new Scream movie. When they rebooted Scream, they got some new characters. This actress, Melissa Barrera, was one of the leads of the new Scream franchise. Mm-hmm. And she was just fired from the next Scream movie because of her comments about everything going on in the Middle East. Mm. And I've seen this happening over and over and over again. And it makes me sad because while I might not agree with what somebody says, while I might disagree with their assessment or take on what's going on in Gaza or even what's going on with Israel or the Israeli government, I don't think people should be getting fired over that, you know? Yeah. And it sucks that it's happening. I will always defend somebody's right to free speech.
If you're a movie company, you got one job, put asses in seats. And if they can sit there and say, hey, this directly will affect the number of asses that will be in seats, I understand their wanting to do that because it is a job. You know, it does suck that someone's taking your livelihood away because of your freedom of speech.
And especially because this woman believed she saw great injustice happening and was speaking out against injustice.
Yeah.
I don't agree or disagree with the assessment, but firing her or even fucking Susan Sarandon, you know, she got dropped by her agent over her statements on the whole Middle East situation. Mm-hmm. Like, and agents are being fired, and it's all shocking to me. I will always stand on the side of free speech and against censorship and retribution. I'm curious, and you know, you don't have to answer it, but did your company issue some kind of
edict?
Yeah, like to not talk about what's going on there?
No.
Okay.
Didn't see a sentence or a word or even a thought of it. I hadn't even thought of it till you just brought it up, actually.
Because actually, some companies have. In fact, Hearst Publications issued this rule that if you see a they want you to fucking rat out your coworkers. Like if you see your coworker post something, even on their private social media accounts that you think could be controversial, Hearst wants you to rat out your fucking coworkers.
Wow.
That's fucking bullshit. Fuck, what are we fucking back in like the Nazi days? Like what the fuck? Fuck that yeah. Shit. You better not be a rat like that. Okay.
I think it's just a lot of companies trying to protect their asses and assets. It's funny how the word asses and assets, and that's what it is. And that's all that it is. And, you know, everybody comes after you for the most mundane things now. It is so hard being a broadcaster right now because you just are forced to dumb it so down. It's very hard. You have to be very, very careful every time you open your mouth and share a real opinion into a broadcast microphone. It's very hard and it's unfortunate because it shouldn't be. That's where it should be heard. But this country doesn't know how to disagree with one another anymore.
Yeah.
I love the opposite opinion. I love listening to Trump people like going, what? I like it. I enjoy it.
I read this article in Variety and I think why so many people are feeling like their head's underwater right now is historically Hollywood has agreed on most major issues.
Right.
But the situation in the Middle East, there are big divisions and there is not, you know, there's not one accord. There's not like one general consensus of this is what we think, this is how we should respond, et cetera, you know? Right. So wild time right now. One of our Patreon supporters asked if you are still watching Dancing with the Stars and if you watched the Taylor Swift episode.
It's on Tuesdays, right? I don't know why we didn't watch. I think it's just because her sister was over. But yeah, I missed the Taylor one. I'm bummed out that I missed. And I'm really shocked that she... I mean, we've got it on Hulu. We'll probably end up watching it. Maybe we'll watch it today.
Speaking of TV news, congratulations to my... former protege, Ian Armitage. He's the star of Young Sheldon. Ages ago, I had him cover the Tony Awards for my website. Mm-hmm. And now, you know, he's gone on to a very successful show. They just announced that this upcoming season is going to be the last season of Young Sheldon. So congrats on a great run.
Wow.
One last story. But before we get to the last story, a quick thank you to David Hayes, Maria I, Nikki, and RS for all of your topic suggestions. And finally, I don't know if I believe it because it hasn't been confirmed yet by any reputable media outlet, but allegedly Adele went to go see her friend, British comedian Alan Carr, perform stand-up, and she allegedly blurted out loud that she got married recently. So if that's true, congratulations to Adele.
Huh.
And let's take some calls.
All right.
Hey, guys. Emily from Fort Myers Beach, Florida. Couple things here. Love you all so much. I'm on Patreon and the regular channel. Talking about Jelly Roll. He is so awesome. But I'm going to tell you, his wife is even awesomer. Bunny XO is incredible. I follow her everywhere. Love her sense of humor. Love her story. She's awesome. Third of all, kind of off topic, but Britney Spears, her husband, Sam Asghari, didn't show up for court. Do you think he did this because he wants to not get divorced? Or do you think he's holding out for negotiations? So anyway, you all have a great week. Have a great day. Love you so much.
Love hearing a new voice from Florida. Thank you for the follow on Patreon. What's your thoughts on the Britney part?
I don't even know what to think with regards to Britney because a lot of what's going on there, I can't explain. Just even yesterday, she posted something really weird about her uncle. I don't even know. Obviously, anything that he's doing is at the advice of his lawyer. So I'm not a fucking lawyer. I don't know why his lawyer would advise that. But since it is the Patreon, I'm superstitious. I don't like to, you know, say things before they happen. But I'll mention this because... I don't know, it's scheduled to happen. And also, you just mentioned her. That woman that you mentioned, the wife of Jelly Roll, Bunny, invited me on her podcast. So I'm going to be on her podcast soon. Nice. So excited to chat with her and hopefully get some new listeners for our podcast.
Hey, guys. It's Laura in Nashville. And you guys are talking about BravoCon. And I had such show just to say, those are so right here. So right. I really wish that Perez did pay attention to Bravo so that we could talk about that, because even if you had Perez, like, just watch a season, it wouldn't cover ground because they have, like, 14 seasons of each one. And knowing all those different people and what's transpired, like, is a big part of the whole picture. It's kind of like when y'all talk about Kardashians. I know you don't like them, and that's fine, but when you comment on them, your comments aren't totally making sense because you haven't watched the show and understand personalities and context and all that kind of stuff. So... I just think you would be so huge in the Bravo universe if you could get into it. And I know everybody would like that. And you would be fun to see on there as a commentator. Waiter and some of those other weirdos on there. I don't know who they like that.
Those other weirdos. Yeah, I wish I could talk about Vanderpump with you.
Like, you don't even fucking watch.
Yes, I do. I told you. I came back this year. I was back. Kelly got me right back into it.
Anyways.
What do you mean, sure? I can tell you everything that happened.
Uh-huh.
I'm caught up.
Yeah, lies. He's lying right now.
People know I'm not lying because
people know you are lying.
My thoughts about the show, about what I watched,
liar,
were on the show the day after that they happened.
Speaking of Bravo, I'll share this one interesting tidbit, which I don't know, a Bravo podcast might talk 5 minutes about it, but I wasn't even going to mention it. NeNe Leakes followed this week Bravo on Instagram. So I don't fucking know what that means. You know, it's all just speculation. I think you could read into that. or not. So, you know, she had that big falling out with Bravo and Andy Cohen and a lawsuit and everything, but now she's followed them again. So there's that.
That is interesting. In America, happy bird, everybody.
Yes.
For everyone else, happy Thursday tomorrow. We'll be stuffing our faces because we're gluttonous Americans.
I appreciate you all. See you Monday.
Take care, everybody.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cb for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.